Prologue, Part 2. Night Watch for Nuclear War. The shift change began at 7 p.m. on September 26, 1983. Stanislav Petrov, a lieutenant colonel, arrived at Serpukhov 15 south of Moscow, a top-secret missile attack early warning station which received signals from satellites. Petrov changed from street clothes into the soft uniform of the military space troops of the Soviet Union. Over the next hour, he and a dozen other specialists asked questions of the outgoing officers. Then his men lined up 2 rows deep and reported for duty to Petrov. Their 12-hour shift had begun. Petrov settled into a comfortable swivel chair with arms. His command post overlooked the main floor of the early warning station through a window. In front of him were telephones to connect to headquarters and electronic monitors. Out on the floor, beyond the specialists and their consoles, a large map covered the far wall. At the center of the map was the North Pole. Above the pole, and beyond it, as it might be seen from space, were Canada and the United States, inverted. Below the pole stretched the vast lands of the Soviet Union. This was the path that nuclear missiles would take if ever launched. The map showed the location of Minuteman missile bases in the United States. Petrov knew those bases held 1,000 intercontinental ballistic missiles carrying nuclear warheads that could cross the Arctic and reach the Soviet Union in 35 minutes. On the main floor, a dozen men monitored electronic consoles with a singular mission, using satellites to spot a launch and give the leaders of the Soviet Union an added margin of 10 minutes warning, or maybe 12 minutes, to decide what to do. When Petrov first arrived 11 years earlier, the station was new, with equipment still in crates and the rooms empty. Now it had grown into a bristling electronic nerve center. 7 satellites orbiting above the Earth were positioned to monitor the American missile fields, usually for a period of 6 hours. Each satellite was a cylinder 6 feet long and 5 feet around, and sent streams of data to the command center. The brain of the center was the M-10, the best supercomputer that existed in the Soviet Union, which analyzed the data and searched for signs of a missile attack.